Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week I want to ask you the question, where is your confidence? I heard a recent news reporter state that consumer confidence levels were the lowest in 9 years. We also hear news reports of people's confidence in the military, or their confidence in national security, or their confidence in airport security, and other such things. The Bible is very clear about where we should place our confidence. It also lists a number of false confidences that people often have. We see in Scripture the saying, it is vain to have confidence in, and then followed by a particular thing. This week, we are going to examine some of those vain confidences and take a look at what the Bible says about where we should place our confidence. Many years ago, there was a steamship by the name of Central America. The Central America was steaming from New York to San Francisco when she encountered high seas and was severely damaged, and the ship became disabled. She sent out her distress signals, and another vessel close enough began to move in her direction. It was nightfall when the would-be rescue ship arrived nearby and sent a message, "What is wrong?" The captain of the Central America sent back word, "We are in bad repair. We may go down. Please lie by till morning." And the would-be rescue ship sent another message back. The captain said, "Let me take your passengers on board now." The captain of the Central America did not want to do that. It was nighttime. He feared some might be lost in all the confusion, so he simply replied, "Lie by till morning." The captain of the rescue ship sent word again, "You had better let me take them on board now." A third time came the reply from the Central America, "Lie by till morning." Less than 2 hours later, the lights of the Central America disappeared underwater because the ship went down with a loss of the total onboard count. The captain of the Central America had a false confidence in his own assessment of the ship's difficulties and of the ability of his ship to remain afloat long enough for his passengers to be rescued some hours later. False confidence is very dangerous. The captain's false confidence led to the deaths of all on board of that ship. It is dangerous for any person to have confidence in something false or vain. I want to share with you some scriptural insight about false confidence. One specific area that the Bible addresses, and we see many examples of it in Scripture and Bible history, is the vain confidence that people place in military strength. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, we find a fascinating story, and it's the story of King Asa. King Asa started out well. He heard the word of the Lord, and he obeyed it. He removed idols from the land, and he began to seek the Lord with all of his heart. But the day came when Asa was under tremendous pressure. He was under threat of a foreign army. And we find this story in chapter 16 of 2 Chronicles. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, the king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, the king of Judah. Then Asa brought silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Here I have sent you silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa and sent out the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. They attacked and all the storage cities of Naphtali. And now it happened when Baasha heard it that he stopped building Ramah and he ceased his work. Then King Asa took all Judah, and they carried away the stones and the timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with them he built Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars." What was Asa's sin in the eyes of God? His sin was that he relied on the strength of Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, on his military might, that he could be delivered from his difficulty that he was having with this other army that had come against him. God warns us that we are not to put our trust, our reliance, or our confidence in natural things, in things of the flesh. And he rebuked King Asa for trying to put his confidence anywhere else but in God alone. God wants every person to have a confidence and a reliance upon God exclusively. We are not to rely on our own military might as a nation. In God's eyes, that is idolatry. King David understood that principle very well, though he was a warrior king. He fought battles. And if you look through Bible history, you will observe that King David never lost a battle. But it wasn't because he was so confident in his military strategies, his military might, the weapons that they had amassed. On the contrary, King David's reliance in military situations was always to trust in God. In Psalm 44, we read this: "Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me, but you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us." This reflects the understanding that his reliance was not upon his own military might or strength. We know this is true from the beautiful story in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David faced Goliath. He was not relying on the strength of his weaponry. We know that David approached Goliath only with the 5 smooth stones he had taken out of the brook and his sling. In verse 45 of 1 Samuel 17, David says to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." David's confidence was not in his military might, knowledge, expertise. Instead, his reliance was upon the Lord. This is a word for every nation. It's certainly a word for the United States. Though we have great military might, strategy, experts in military wisdom, we should not have our strength or our reliance or our confidence in that. Our confidence and our reliance needs to be upon God alone. And then he can use our military strength to defeat enemies that would come against us. But it would be vain to have confidence in our army or our military without a higher confidence in our God. God did not tell King David not to use military strength or military strategy or his army, but he always gave the victory to King David because his reliance was upon the Lord to win the battle. Let the Lord speak to your heart. If you have been placing your trust or your confidence and allowing your peace to come from a sense of security that's based on natural things, whatever they may be, that is a place of false confidence. Much like that steamship captain had false confidence. It was a vain confidence because it wasn't based in a reality that his ship would be seaworthy for another 10 hours. And because of that vain, false confidence that he had, his ship went down with a loss of all life. God wants our ship to never sink, but our confidence and our reliance must be upon the Lord, who will deliver us, regardless of the power of the enemy that comes against your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, place your confidence in the Lord and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.